This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the best hosting providers around. Get 70% off for 3 months with code FIGHT70. Good 12/11 through 12/14. Tire buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMA Nuts 7. CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that helps us relax. Get 20% off $125 or more with code STRONG20. Mattress Firm, mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 454.
454.
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Grimm with MMA Show. Byron fans, foreign fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Let me tell you, Matt.
What?
I thought I was having the same beer. But I am not having the same beer. This is Northeast Hero, and this is Northwest Hero.
Whole
different thing, different flavor palette, but nonetheless from Revolution, which is a Chicago brand. We got to support the locals doing their thing.
Yeah, there's four different. There's like a four-pack.
I didn't realize there was different ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, still good. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Right.
Happy Hanukkah.
Chimichangas.
It's like Hanukkah coming up soon, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
The eight dreidel, crazy
dreidel,
nights.
Dreidel, something,
yeah.
Something. I only know that song from South Park.
Ah. Okay. I was just talking to someone about South Park. We were making these chocolate-covered balls. Remember the chef that suck on my chocolate salty
before
balls?
Before he lost his mind and they had to kill him off in the episode.
Stick them in your mouth and suck them?
Yeah.
We were making chocolate balls and I was singing that song. It's great. Do you make holiday cookies in your house?
Yeah, I make chocolate balls.
You?
No, I make gingerbread, gluten-free gingerbread cookies.
This is the question I ask everyone. Gingerbread cookies smell delicious. Does anyone actually like the way they taste?
Yeah, I love it. You got to use fresh ginger in your cookies.
Oh, I don't know if we did that. But
I shred it in there.
Interesting.
Fresh ginger.
I just don't like the gingerbread cookie. I like the straight old sugar cookie. Sans, no frosting, just give me sugar. Straight
good.
Sugar cookie. Nice, you know, not too sweet. Old school.
Here ya?
Yeah.
Good way to start the show.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
That's right. We're doing a show next week, aren't we?
Or yes, we are,
okay.
But...
That'll be a Christmas show.
It's preemptive.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
This could be the... Whatever.
Pre-Christmas Christmas show?
Yeah. This will be the Jewish holiday.
Okay. AKA Hanukkah?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it is.
I think it's like a couple days before Christmas this year.
Okay.
Hanukkah is like...
That's great to all our Jewish friends all around the world.
Yes. Mazel tov.
Right.
And all that.
Break a plate or something.
I'm going to stop there.
Let's do a little UFC recap. The guys fought this weekend. There were two majority draws on the card, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
One, Twister, who I forgot landed that. I'm going to pull him his name up. I thought it was Bryce Mitchell hit a Twister on Matt Sales. He said he learned it from watching YouTube videos of Eddie Bravo teaching the Twister.
No shit.
Like, that's pretty cool. It's only the second one landed ever in the history of the UFC.
Okay.
And then let's start with Overeem versus Rozenstruik. How about the body type on Overeem? I always got to point it out every time he fights.
Makes me sad.
Hurts my feelings.
Yeah, he's like about 40 pounds less muscle.
Yeah.
And more fat. Same weight, but added fat and reduced muscle.
This is not good, right?
Remember the days when he was just like throwing people around the cage like it was nothing?
Yeah, that's when UFC was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because everyone's all juiced up and you wanted to see people get murdered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's all deflated and, well, some of the guys are still on some stuff, but most of the guys are off. Wink, wink. But this fight, so Overeem's winning the fight. There's 4 seconds left, and he ends up getting TKO'd. And you look at the judges' scorecards, I think he had 4-0 on one card, 3-1 on the other two judges' cards. So if he gets to a decision, he wins the fight. But Rozenstruik gave no fucks, and... You saw that picture of fucking Overeem's
lip. Or his face
lip.
Wide open, yeah. Right. Terrible.
Man, I haven't seen a set of lips busted apart like that since my wife gave childbirth.
Whoa. But
I'm just saying. And then Rozenstruik calls out Francis Ngannou.
Okay. I like it. Overeem all smiles, though, after the fight, eh?
Yeah, a little Joker-ish, right? I think that was other people are making that comparison. Like, what's his catchphrase? Why so sad?
Why so sad, yeah.
Right. Like, that's fucked up. Like, Overeem, when we were talking, I don't know if we put him on the CTE list, and I feel like we need to make an all-star CTE team. I think Overeem's in there, mm-hmm. and you might want to throw Tito Ortiz in.
Tito Ortiz?
And speaking of which, he got a win over the weekend.
He did. He fought over the weekend.
And then let's go to the controversial fight.
Ooh,
Ben Rothwell, Stefan Struve. Ben Rothwell kicks Stefan Struve square in the nutsack. So hard, right? He drops down. It takes a full 5 minutes. Uh-huh. No point deducted. Later on in the fight, Ben Rothwell kicks Stefan Struve so hard in the nutsack a second time, and he goes down.
Dos nutsacks.
Murgliata covers his mic when he's talking to Struve. He says, "You're probably winning on the cards, and I'll take a point. And come on, it's just 90 seconds to go to make it out of this round. And if you choose not to continue fighting, the bout's going to be ruled a no contest." Mm-hmm. So people, and then he, obviously Struve gets up, takes his 5 minutes, and then proceeds to get fucking knocked out uh-huh. in that round.
Yes.
So what do you think about Murgliata, if I can say his name right, whatever, giving that kind of advice to the fighter? Because I've never heard a ref say some kind of shit like that.
I'm sure it's happened, but I think it's not the place of the ref to do that kind of stuff. He's there to police the rules of the fight, not to offer like corner advice to a fighter that may or may not want to hear that. I mean, that's
it may or not be right. He may not even be winning. Like, you can't tell the guy, "Hey, I think you're winning. Yeah, you only got 90 seconds left. Just suck it up. Fucking ride it out." Because it's either you get a no contest or you get a loss. I mean, obviously, you want to try to fight. But fuck, man. Take the point off on the first groin shot because it was a brutal one.
Uh-huh.
And take a point off on the second one. But still, you could have DQ'd him. You could have DQ'd Rothwell.
You could have multiple kicks to the balls.
The first kick, point. Second kick, DQ. Because I feel 100%, anytime a guy gets kicked in the balls, it changes the complexion of the fight.
Yeah, I think, didn't we talk about this before, where that happens, that usually they lose?
Yeah, I would say 9 times out of 10,
they lose.
The guy loses.
Yeah.
Unless that guy comes back, because sometimes that guy just comes back with a fury right away.
And he's pissed.
Yeah, like, motherfucker. So, yeah, I'm in agreement. I don't think that's what he should be saying, but...
I mean, Murgliata seems like he's always into some weird controversy. What's this guy's deal?
Well, that's the, I think, the other takeaway is the ref should not be part of the conversation at all.
I agree. No.
And, like, Big John was always part of the conversation. Dan is becoming part of the conversation more and more. Mm-hmm. They need to be out and just, like you're saying, it's okay, you got kicked in the groin. You have 5 minutes to recover. Let me know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And if we need to bring the doctor in, the doctor comes in. And then Stefan Struve tweeted this out. He says, "Shit was weird as fuck. I felt like I was going to give birth to a fucking Charizard," whatever that is.
What's a Charizard?
I don't know. And they were booing and chanting. And it was true. Like, when he would bend over, because he's recovering, the crowd's like, "Boo." And then he would stand up and they'd go, "Ah!" And they kept doing it. "Boo! What the fuck?" And he says, "Then I start to fight again and they chant, 'USA, USA, USA, like my Dutch balls did something wrong.'" Like, what the fuck? He's right.
Yeah. That poor guy, man. He's been
through hell. Yeah, he can't win. And here's the classic Photoshop. So as shopped as it gets, someone took a picture of Stefan Struve standing next to Uriah Faber and then he face swapped them.
Ah!
But you know what's funny about this?
It actually works.
Yeah, and Stefan Struve actually uses his reach like Uriah Faber because he doesn't really have one.
No.
Right?
That's pretty dope.
Fucking ridiculous. Then like who else? Tim Means submitted Thiago Alves in the first round. And then Tim Means posted some pictures because Alves hit him with some body kicks. And you can literally see the footprints.
Oh, geez.
From how hard, there's like two distinct footprints on there. Like, that is bananas, man.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And then the other controversy, we've got two controversial things. So Aspen Ladd, she got a TKO win on the card. The corner, people were crying about what the corner said because they didn't give her technical advice. Mm-hmm. So in between rounds, her corner says, get on her ass and don't get off of it. You stay in that phone booth and you fucking punch the fuck out of her in her face.
Yeah, she won,
and
too.
And she came out and fucking clipped that other broad.
Did exactly
got
that.
Her down. And she was also, when she's on top, she's screaming, mm-hmm. like just going berserker.
Like, would you like to making fuck possess? Okay.
Thank you. Like, it's keyword for Ingo. I just had to say berserker. Wait yes. for it. So that was cool. But,
much respect to her, though.
Yeah, and who gives a fuck what the corner says, right? Isn't it about how do you motivate your fighter? Do you give them technical advice or do you even give them cock and balls advice? Depends.
It depends on the fighter, because I always think about like shit like Greg Jackson. Remember when... was it Greg Jackson?
It was GSP.
GSP. He's like, oh, my abductor muscle. He's like, go out there and hit him with it. Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't want to hear this.
With it. Right.
Get out there and hit him. He's like, but I am injured. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. The corner knows how to motivate the fighter.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, fuck yourself.
Exactly. They should know. That's part of their job. I feel like there's different kind of athletes. Some athletes need to be pushed. Others need to be zenned. Mm-hmm. Other athletes need to be like smoke and mirrored. You know, it's like, depends. You know, if you're Rampage Jack and you're just like, kick his ass!
Right. Well, then I want technical advice because that does nothing for me.
Yes.
And it just depends who it is and how do you motivate, right?
Yeah. So I like the positive advice they give usually. Like, I don't like, don't do this, don't do that. I'm like, do this, do right. this, do this.
And I want honest. Like, mm-hmm. tell me, am I actually winning or losing? Yes. I need to know exactly where I'm at.
You're getting your ass kicked right yes. now. You need
okay.
to do something.
I'll do something drastic yes. then. Okay. Yes. Rolling thunder fucking kick. Okay, it's coming.
Rolling thunder from down under.
That's right. And you want to touch on this boxing match quickly?
Well, yeah, real quickly. Okay, so Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua. Kind of a one-sided affair mm-hmm. over the weekend. Andy Ruiz came in at like almost 290 pounds.
Yeah, I thought he was like 380. I'm like, I could be wrong. It was probably 290.
284. It says that he's only been beaten by a 7-foot giant Nikolai Valov in boxing history for the heaviest at fighter, like in the title fight or something. Mm. So
yeah, so here's a guy. So he wins the last fight and wins the belt or multiple belts.
And lots of monies.
Yeah. And then proceeds to eat his way into yes. submission. And then just show up. You can't be a fat fuck. I'm sorry.
This
there was
bullshit. All these training videos of him working out. What happened with all that?
Oh, my God. It looked disgusting. Like, I see, like, the slow-mo pictures or the action shot pictures of just, like, a punch and then the gut. And it's like he throws a punch and then the gut shifts. 10 seconds later, come on, man.
It's not good.
So it just looks like they just set that up for a trilogy, if they're even going to do that. But kind of disgraceful.
I think if they're going to do it, I think he wins the third fight.
He probably could, because right. then he could train his balls off, right? Right. Yeah. Like, I lure you into a false sense of security, and then I beat the fuck
out
of you.
Like, look, you can
guy,
throw the right? second fight because there's going to be a third, right. so you're going to make three times the money. So just come in, you just eat your way.
And even, well, maybe he was smart here. Hear me out. Because I feel like in the past when other fighters, like the first fight, it's a draw when one of the fighters clearly won. And he knew he was going to get a raw deal. So he's probably like, fuck it. I'm going to eat my way into a loss because I'm going to lose whether I train or not. They're going to give it to the other fighter because they want that trilogy fight.
Right.
He may be ahead of his time.
Could be. Hey, strategy, Matt. Know your role.
That's right.
Know your doses.
And then the stats on that, they said that it did 1.6 million pay-per-view buys on Sky, which is somewhere overseas, 1.8 million viewers on DAZN, and then 200,000 new DAZN subscribers.
Whoa. I think Sky is a British brand. Am I seeing things? No, there's a spider. It's right here. See it? There's a fucking spider dangling from the ceiling. It's literally right here.
I don't see him.
Right there.
Oh. A tiny. I should have ate him.
Like, oh, I was gonna like watch him. First, I'm like, am I tripping balls? What's going on?
You're tripping balls. No, it's like, I'm doing all the drugs. You're tripping all the balls. Yeah. Rubbing off. It's too close like to me.
Guilty by association.
That's right. So, is that shocking? Like, no. That's a lot of pay per view buys, no? For fucking boxing.
It's a lot, but I think the heavyweight thing is still pretty exciting. So,
True.
People like that. You know, Olympic boxing happened over the weekend. The trials?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's happened. Things happened. People fought. Mm. Some won, some lost.
It happened. One guy wore blue, one guy wore red.
Yeah, it's correct.
The red guy usually wins.
Maybe.
Slightly higher percentage. I'd say 50.5% to 49%.
Do we have an article somewhere on our site? I think we do, don't we? About blue versus red? I think we did that. Or you did that? I did that.
Someone did something about...
someone did that.
The tape. I did red and blue.
Yeah.
But red typically wins a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's do a little UFC 245 preview before you get into that action.
Okay.
There's a ton that goes along with that.
All right.
So let's start with the main event. So this card's decent. We've got three title fights. Let's start with Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington. And I want to do a little backstory on Covington. So he was giving an interview with some woman, and he said, three fights ago, the UFC was going to cut him because he was too boring.
Yep.
He said they don't like his fighting style, his character, blah, blah, blah. So he goes to Brazil, fights Damian Maia, gets the win. Mm-hmm. And that's when he gets on the mic and calls everyone a bunch of, like, filthy animals and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Says that video then goes viral. The UFC decides they need to keep him. And that's where his whole fucking persona came from.
Correct.
Was all that.
2018, like, that happened last year.
Like, so that's what created this guy. Like, the UFC basically created this monster. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like this persona.
It's
fake. No, because it's fake. It's like you... Conor McGregor is real. Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz, real. Jorge Masvidal, real. It's not this fake shtick, right? Chael Sonnen is on that borderline of fake and real. Like, he's calculated. But the other guys, it's like cock and balls... versus just not, right?
Okay.
I don't
this guy's
like
not cocking balls, you're
no,
saying?
No, no. So, do you want to go into detail or you want me to keep going here?
You can keep going. Go for it.
So, I remember Usman being very irritated with this guy and saying, like, normally he fights calm and cautiously. And he said this time he's got so much hate for him, it's personal, and he's going to hurt this guy. And he doesn't like to hurt people. But he's going to hurt Colby Covington. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how he fought Tyron Woodley, nobody manhandled Tyron Woodley like that.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking.
Where I would almost venture to say that Usman's on the EPO because he fought five rounds straight, 150% pace, and never let up.
Nope, never got tired.
Unbelievable. And then you go over to a guy like Covington where... he's kind of like a Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, as far as a lot of cardio, a lot of 50%. He just keeps peppering. And who did he do it to? Robbie Lawler, where he just peppered. And Robbie was always waiting for a break to get a good shot in. And he couldn't because he was just smothering. But I feel like this is a fight where Usman, and it could go either way, but I'm picking Usman to win, probably a decision.
Okay. This fight has to go to decision. These guys are
It's either you're going to get like a boring grapple fuck or a great stand-up. It depends. But
they fought a lot of the same guys. Damian Maia, Rafael Dos Anjos, Tyron Woodley. Similar outcomes, too, for both guys. I think this is a toss-up. I don't know that you can pick one or the other decisively.
Yeah,
I feel like Usman seems like the better bet at this point in time.
My only the one concern is him fighting angry, right? Him fighting emotional. Usman, is it good or bad? I think it's a good thing, but we'll see. Because it's been bad in the past. Some guys that aggression is not good because then you're not thinking clearly while you're fighting. So
yeah, the guys are very evenly matched in a lot of age. I'm just scrolling back and forth, height, everything. It's so fucking close. Like, it's, I don't know. I predict it's going to be boring as shit. I think it's going to be a horrible fight.
I want a beating. Like I a think beat it's not going to be that. You know, it could be. It could turn into a Nate Quarry, Caleb Starnes match where Colby is Caleb and he's just running away for fucking 25
could
minutes.
Happen.
So, you got that one. And then Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine Durandamy. And I'll just say, wow, this one's kind of confusing because here's Jermaine Durandamy, who's a fucking cheat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Remember her cheap-shotting Holly Holm twice after the bell rang, and that's why she won that fight. And then didn't want to fight Chris Cyborg at 145 for the title.
She was scared.
She's on steroids. So now you're going to go fight Amanda Nunes for the title. That makes sense. So don't fight Cyborg. Fight Amanda.
I think that's worse. I think Nunes is going to destroy her.
I hope so. I feel like this is that comeuppance fight where it's like you did some shady shit in the past.
Come take your beat down.
And the man is coming for you. Yeah. And or woman is coming for
Nunes
you.
Nunes is going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I'm predicting like a minute and a half kind of thing. Like it's not going to be, it's going
to
be
that's what happened to Ronda Rousey. That's what happened to Chris Cyborg. And
it's going to be a lot of right hands to the face and some knockouts.
Yeah.
So. Can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
What the fuck are Matt Brown and Ben Saunders doing on this card? Why?
We were both joking about that. These guys were dead. I didn't know.
How are they fighting?
That's great.
Remember when Matt Brown was on the show?
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
It was pretty cool.
He was on our show. Fucking probably 5 years ago?
I don't know. Yeah, it was cool. When we used to have him on the show.
Yeah.
That was pretty solid.
I'm going with Matt Brown. Matt Brown!
I take Saunders.
Matt
I think
Brown,
Saunders
all day.
Wins that one. He's got the reach and shit, and he's crafty.
Matt Brown's crazy. He'll elbow you and run through you.
Doesn't matter. Anything worth noting on this card? That's it?
You're not done? Max Holloway, Volkanovski is the other title fight. I'm going with Holloway. I think you went with Volkanovski.
I did. I feel like Holloway's too mentally unstable. I think it's not going to go his way.
See. Hmm. Volkanovski hasn't really fought anyone. That's his challenge.
True.
You know.
But he's going to fight Max Holloway.
Right.
And shock the world.
Maybe.
All the way
and then we have Jose Aldo going down to 135. Did you see? He said he's tossing like two salads a day or eating two salads a day. I don't know what he's doing. But that's what he's looking like right now.
Oh, my goodness. He looks like a...
Killing himself to get to 135. I love it. Fucking...
You do?
Yeah. I want someone to die cutting weight.
He's not cutting. He's starving himself.
He's like the machinist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Totally healthy.
Well, if someone dies, maybe they'll do something about
it. He dies, man.
I'm going to take Marlon Moraes all day, all night, all day, because you can't go down in weight and maintain speed. Like, those little older guys are faster, and Marlon will fuck him up, potentially.
Allegedly.
Yeah, because the equalizer are Jose Aldo leg kicks, if he throws them, because sometimes he's reluctant to throw. All right.
Can we talk about this Mark Hunt situation?
Yeah, you can start there, and then I'll circle back to something else.
Okay. Well, I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, because it ties into stuff.
So this Mark Hunt thing is still going down. Apparently, the UFC has now filed a motion to recover $302,000 in attorney fees and $86,000 in costs overall for this legal thing that he had the lawsuit against them because of all the steroids and all that stuff, and he lost. So now they're countersuing him basically for almost $400,000. I don't even know how this is legal. And why did it cost that much money? That's my question.
I don't know. That is a fuck ton of legal fees. But I think they were charging him. I thought they said someone put in like $1 for parking, 60 cents to print a page off. So they're just trying to nickel and dime him down. The problem is someone said the same thing happened with Ken Shamrock because he had a lawsuit against the UFC.
Yes.
And they filed, the UFC won that lawsuit. They came after Ken for all the legal fees and they won. So more than likely the UFC is going to win this. Which, like, why do you have to add insult to injury, okay? Can't you just take your win? Don't you make $4 billion fucking dollars?
No, because they want to drive it home that you should never ever sue them. It's kind of like making the point, you know? Like you got, like if you're the big dog, you got to hit the little dog to make sure none of the other little dogs think they're going to come up and yip yap.
It's bad karma.
It is.
Like something bad's going to happen to them.
Doubtful. What would be something bad?
that would happen to the UFC?
Oh, I don't want to say a plane crash where a bunch of executives go down in.
Ouch.
That sounds horrible, Ingo. That
sounds terrible.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
What if that actually happens?
I would quit. I just quit life.
Don't ever say anything bad about me, please.
I have a magic eight ball.
Does it work in reverse? Be like...
Well, I just... It's a fucked up way to do business. Just, I mean, I understand it costs them some money, but I think they were a little in the wrong. This is all tied to that Brock Lesnar shit. Where,
well,
like, you think of all the guys that fucking Mark fought that
all steroided
tested
up.
Positive, and it was the Brock Lesnar one was the worst because I'm damn sure they knew ahead of time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, oh, we didn't find out until afterwards. No, you fucking knew. So I don't know how he lost that one, but. Mm.
Probably terrible attorney.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
That's how you lose all cases with shitty attorneys.
Yeah, they do no work. And
it's not who's the better attorney. Which attorney is less shitty? Right. That's the thing.
Well, let's just run up the bills while we're at it, too.
Yes, they both double bill.
Yeah,
triple bill.
Quadruple. Like quadruple. Trace comas.
Quadruples comas. I fucking love it. Yeah. I wonder. I think you can buy that tequila.
They should. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be down. Cause then wasn't it Entourage that had the Avion tequila? That you can buy that. It's in stores.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
I never watched that show.
That's a good show. You'd like that show, I think. It's solid. I don't know if it holds water now. It's like 5 years old, 7 years old, but
it's hard to say.
It's pretty funny. Okay,
I'm processing in my head. So that's one way that the UFC is fucking over people. So then. Let's talk about the other way. So they cut some people this last week.
They did.
So Gray Maynard, no longer in the UFC.
He was still in the UFC before?
Yeah, I know. Henan Burrell.
He got cut too?
Yeah. And the topper was Liz Carmouche. And Liz got cut while she was doing road work, or she was on the road doing promotional work for the UFC.
How does this happen?
And they cut her.
Why?
Because apparently they didn't know she was on the road doing promotional work for them. Or they did, and they just don't give a fuck, right? It doesn't sound like they give a fuck.
We don't need you.
Sounds like a company with a little too much power, right? They just do whatever the fuck they want. Oh, you're working for us? And
well,
you know what? I'm just going to cut you.
Maybe they're just dumb. Sometimes we give people too much credit, and we think that they have their shit together, but maybe they just didn't even know that was happening.
Well, I think they said she was with, like, a high-ranking VP at the time, too, that should have known one way or the other.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right, but that's fucked up.
Hookers and blow, man.
All right. What else is going on? Josh Neer? He hasn't fought since...
2007.
2016, never mind. He just signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, okay. Man. And I'll tell you what, he's going to do really fucking well.
How do you know?
They don't call him the dentist for nothing.
He
fucked people up back in the day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he did. Does he need the money?
Well, that's where everyone with CTE goes to die. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I don't know if I can support this.
Yes, I can.
I don't know if I can support it. Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, my God. I can't watch that.
I'm so like for it.
I'm just waiting for someone to die in that thing.
Well, only if we're lucky. What else? Do you got anything else?
No. Running? I'm fucking around with Bing. And
yeah, you're fascinated by their
holiday lights.
Homepage.
Ooh, fire. I can get like a fire going.
I don't need a fire it's on like my crotch.
Crackling fire.
The flaming case of gonorrhea.
Icicles. Can I get some cobwebs in this bitch?
You already got them. They're live. They're coming at you. God damn, Bing is so good. The spiders are actually coming off the screen and
like
into my lap.
It's cozy. It's very cozy.
John Jones got his purple belt. How do you feel about that?
In jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or in life. I don't know.
I feel like he should have a black belt at this point based on what he's... I mean, he's submitted a lot of people. And if you think about it, in pretty dramatic fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just rewatched someone posted that clip. I think it was on Twitter of him fighting Lyoto Machida with the drop-off guillotine chokeout on the cage.
Yeah, that was bad.
But, well, is this the purple belt? Is it part of his instructors kind of holding them back? So if he goes into a jiu-jitsu competition, he can fuck people up as a purple belt?
That happens.
or is it just because he doesn't train in the gi that much?
You need to train the gi, Matt, if you want to have the belt.
Right. That's why I never trained the gi.
The gi. I miss those days. I think sometimes about those days when we were being crazy and training like three times a week. Sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, and then the amount of time we were training, too. So it was like we put in three-hour sessions sometimes.
Ridiculous.
Like, let's do Muay Thai. Now let's spar. Now let's do jiu-jitsu. And like, are you fucking kidding me? Now let's fucking roll. Like, I can't roll. And then, like, some kid's got an MMA fight. He's like, come on, man. Can you just roll with me for fun? I'm like, I'm so fucking tired right now. Like, fine, I'll roll with you. I'm fucking tired as shit. But I don't really got a fight coming.
Those were the days. I don't have this kind of energy anymore. I can't do two-a-days training thing. I'll die.
I hear
you. Still fuck like a champ, though.
Yeah. Mm. Two-a-days or one-a-days?
Like three.
Okay, so he's three-a-days.
Sometimes four.
Good for you.
Whatever.
Getting after it.
It's all good.
Johnny Walker says he's been talking to Firas Zahabi to potentially do his next training camp there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, TriStar. That'd be interesting since he's a little chaotic. Might be a good thing.
I feel like TriStar is becoming the new Jackson Winklejohn.
Yeah, kind of is because I think they've degraded very much so with all the people leaving and all the bad blood between Winklejohn and you know, what the fuck's going
everybody.
On over there. Yeah. Pretty much everyone.
Yes.
Here's a random thought. You know how Jorge Masvidal just won that BMF title?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like if he started wearing it around like Tim Sylvia did back in the day?
Maybe people would fight him in the streets.
I was just thinking, I couldn't even imagine him going to the grocery store with his BMF belt like Tim Sylvia.
No, I feel like Masvidal is not the kind of guy to ever wear a belt anywhere. I think he's just going to be himself. He just knows he's a bad motherfucker. He doesn't need to wear a belt.
He doesn't need it at all. It's like, whatever. He's real.
Yeah.
Talk shit to me while I'm giving an interview? I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
I think that was a five-piece. Or was that a three-piece?
That was a three-piece with a side of...
I think I thought five.
Maybe. There's some crazy assholes out there, man. You got to be careful these days. People are crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why I liked... Like, I knew jiu-jitsu back in 93,
different now.
Or, like, I took my first lessons in 93, one-on-one with Machado brothers. So, let me tell you, every fight I got into after I learned what they taught me, I was undefeated.
Of course.
Because no one knew what the fuck you're doing. I'm like, this is so easy. Fighting's so easy. And all the shit I learned, and I was fucking people up with, like, elbows. I was choking, rear-naked choking people.
Yeah.
Guillotine people at work, you know.
Nowadays, you don't even know.
No, nowadays.
Like, Bob in accounting knows jiu-jitsu.
Right. It's like,
what the fuck?
Christ, man.
How do you know? You're purple belt? How is this possible?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want to fuck now. With people. Back in the day, it was cool as fuck.
Nah, that's why I avoid confrontation. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, I'm in agreement now.
I'm going to fight if I have to, if it's like do or die. But technically, I prefer to avoid.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it can be avoided, too.
Yeah.
You can
do the Eddie Murphy thing. Just like, get crazy. Make them think you're so crazy that you know they don't want to fuck with you.
I'll never do that.
No.
If you're going to do it, just do it. Okay. It's either we're going to fight or not.
Yeah, so. I prefer not fighting.
Yeah.
It's much safer. You don't even know. It's crazy bitches out there with knives and
it's
guns.
It's true. Aaron Bronstetter said, Sean O'Malley placed eighth in a Fortnite tournament and donated all of his winnings to charity raising special kids.
Sweet.
$27,500.
That's pretty solid.
For eighth place.
Wow.
And he said he's made a total of $74,000 of disclosed pay in his two UFC fights. So almost one fight worth of money they just donated. And he hasn't been fighting either because he keeps testing positive for some bullshit drugs.
And he's playing too much Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, didn't they start drug testing in
Fortnite.
Esports?
The kind of, because a lot of people are on like
Adderall
stimulants and stuff to stay like a little focused. Yeah.
I don't know, cocaines.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Whatever works.
Just sticking smelling salts up their
I
asshole.
Can never do cocaine. That's not a drug I can ever do. If I ever tell you I've tried cocaine, you kick me in the balls. It's bad. I feel like that's the kind of drug that I would just get off the rails with. I would love it. It would be too great.
Sweet.
Could never sleep. Right?
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Let's do those. So it's
never do cocaine.
No, cocaine bad.
It's bad, 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 bad.
Heroin good.
No, not even that.
No, heroin bad. Cocaine bad, right?
Double bad.
Okay, double bad. Yes. Do a little tweet a week. So I don't know if this one is legit, but I'm going to go with it as being legit.
Okay.
So MMA Roasted tweeted us out. He said, Paige VanZant posted this on Instagram. He said, that's not snow. That's the universe nutting everywhere. Oh, hang on.
Oh, wow. That's Paige VanZant.
I couldn't find the post on her Instagram, so I don't know if that actually is, but that's fucking cool. It's it looks cool. Like some kind of fancy yoga pose.
It is, yeah. I gotta say, I'm a fan. Can you, find that and link it up something?
Maybe.
Put it on Instagram?
Maybe.
Send it on over? So I can stare at it.
Video of the week, but I'm gonna skip that.
Those yoga girls.
They do yogas.
They do yoga. Yes, they do.
Let's do a little astronauts. So Amy Kaplan asked, what's your favorite UFC catchphrase / one-liner? And she threw a few out. Red panty night, three-piece and a soda. I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
That's my favorite right there.
Virtually identical. Who the fuck is that guy? And super necessary.
I like I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think I'm in. I like that one. Another one that should get an honorable mention. Here we go. Honorable mention. Beat you to a living death.
That was a good
the
one.
Fucking Ken Shamrock, yes. When he's kicking the chair at Tito.
Uh-huh.
Poor guy.
Tito was laughing his
ass
off.
Oh, there's another CTE guy.
Yeah.
And Shamrock. I mean, we got to make our all-star team. Are we doing an award show?
For the year?
That's a lot of work. I'll think about it. I may or may not do it. Will we ever see a fight to the death tournament?
No.
Why not?
Because the...
I feel like it's a Flash Gordon type of thing. They did here. Holy shit.
Running Man. Who loves you and who do you love?
That too.
Remember? That's yes. A fight to the death.
But Flash Gordon, they fought on a circular platform that would go from left to right. There was a motor on it. I think there were some kind of crocodiles or animals in the moat.
Hmm.
And then spikes would come up through the platform randomly.
Wow.
While they're fighting.
I like it.
We should implement this. Hmm. Or do prison versus prison. Guys on death row, fight to the death. The winning prison gets extra smokes.
There's no humanity in that, Matt.
Doesn't matter. People will watch that.
Probably.
They'd probably pay good money on pay-per-view. Hey, bare-knuckle fighting championship guy, David Feldman.
Never mind. It's completely unethical and inhumane, but okay.
Well, we do it overseas. China will fucking put that shit
yes,
on.
Yes, they will.
Right? One of them communist-type countries. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm waiting. Rigo Machado will close it out.
Oh.
But he doesn't have all the catchphrases for us. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo, Sugar Daddy. Says, hey, guys. Today, there's no questions for you guys. So, no MMA Nut Zombie Show. Said, this time of year is very hard for me, as is the time that I lost my father to cancer years ago. It's rough around the house, but we all look to support ourselves. If anything, I would tell you all to cherish any moment you have with your children. It's a blessing to them. Keep the good show, and I will come back with good questions another day.
Yeah, I remember that when that happened. That's rough, dude. And you know, I don't know. I think we've all been touched by cancer, yeah. So I mean, in some way, form, or another, I know people who've died from cancer,
mm-hmm.
close friends and relatives and things, and it's a fucked up thing, you know. I don't know. So I do cherish every moment. You know, there are days where I wake up and I'm like, fuck, my life sucks. And then I go, you know what? But I can still fight. I can still fuck.
Yeah, you can still fuck like a champ.
I'm good.
And that's what it's
all
about. All
right, I'm still in the game.
I'm taller than 4 foot.
I feel like if my dick stops working, that might be the end of me, though.
They have pills.
Yeah, I mean.
It still works. All
okay.
Right.
Okay, so I'll get some pills. That'll be fine.
That'll work out.
Okay. Speaking of dicks.
Then we'll do a fuck, marry, kill.
Thank you.
I think I've done this one. I'm going to do it again. Because Charmed was a show I used to watch back in the day.
You might have done this.
Not because of the fucking storyline, but because of the talent.
I like the stories.
Shush, don't tell. And they just rebooted the show with, like...
New chicks?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think you can beat this combination. So, you have Alyssa Milano, Holly Marie Combs and Rose McGowan.
Good Lord.
They were hot as fuck on that show.
Well, Alyssa Milano has a special place in my heart, but I don't know, that Rose McGowan, she just looks like she's trouble. Like the good kind.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's a tough one. So which one? I don't even know.
It's tough.
I feel like you gotta marry Holly Marie Combs because she just looks wholesome, right? And you just gotta fuck the other two. You're not killing any of these chicks. You're just not gonna kill them. Why would you kill anyone? Why would you kill anyone? That's ridiculous.
Marry Alyssa and threesome with the other two.
threesome with the other two.
We're kind of in agreement with not Trace Comas, but quadruple Comas.
Yeah.
All four.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's move to a little knowledge. So, do you have any knowledge?
Well, I'm still on the podcast thing. There's American Scandal. I just listened to the Enron thing, which, I mean, that's old news, but pretty interesting how that whole thing went down. They break down, like, this Enron thing in, like, a six-part series. Fascinated by how these rich people just can fuck everybody, basically. It's crazy.
Running our government.
So, they talk about this, like, they have this company who's profitable, right? And then they do some shit that's not profitable. So you take that part and they put it in another company, and now that's not part of that company somehow, but it's still the same company. So like Enron's still profitable, but over here there's this chunk, and they kept doing this, and that's how they died. And it's like somehow legal. How is this possible, Matt?
I don't know. I've heard some things from real world stuff too. I'm like, oh man, that doesn't sound right.
No,
that doesn't sound right.
It's like they get away with it. It's fraud or something. Yeah. It's like trickster stuff, Ponzi scheme. What you got over there?
Well, The Advocate is reporting a Florida woman freed herself from a camel by biting its testicles at the Tiger truck stop in Gross Teat last week after she crawled into the animal's pen to retrieve her dog and the camel sat on her, authorities said. I hope this isn't like The Onion, but I'm all in.
What the fuck? The camel's like, I'm just going to sit on you.
Yeah, this is only in Florida, right? When I read the story, I said, it's got to be Florida, no?
Everything crazy that, if the craziest stories, I think Florida is that state where all the crazy people are, literally. Yes. If somebody ate somebody's face, if somebody like did something crazy, it's Florida, guaranteed.
100%.
Every time. Why?
Well,
we should move to Florida.
No, I want no part of it.
No, I don't want to.
It fucking rains all the time. It's very moist.
Rains, it's moist, and it's swampy.
Yeah.
It's gross.
You fall asleep on a beach, you get a bad sunburn. Although I was there in high school, and ladies decided to go topless.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I've been to Miami.
Interesting.
It's an interesting town. There's some things that happen in Miami.
Things.
That shall not be named on this show.
That's right.
Lord. Yes. Whatever that means.
It means the name that can't be said or something.
Oh, okay.
Talking about things.
Harry Potter?
Yep.
Ah.
Is it? Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Mike Griffith. Nice for plans.